Welcome to episode 21 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Are we here already?
Yeah, I know. Christ next episode, we should be getting the sixth chosen child or some shit.
Oh, by the way, guys, Raymond and Kevin, we finished Carrier, so.
Good.
Woo.
Good to have you back.
I don't have to hear about that ever again.
Know, all right, right, so anyways, we're going to tell, each and I are going to tell you our thoughts on, to just keep you up to speed. All right, so starting.
No, I couldn't.
Here's the thing. Bowling powers. He bowls his henshin.
You want to know what? I will stick with soccer.
All right, so today we are talking about Gaim episode 40 and Tokyuger episode 23.
It's been too long since we watched the last Gaim or Tokyuger.
Too long.
Yep.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Cue the roll call.
Cue the thing at the beginning.
The thing.
Cue that thing we do.
Pinkcaster.
Actually cue it this time.
We're live! Watching all the anime. Redcaster. Joe Raven.
Equipment wielder. Bluecaster. Ishida's Azeel.
Actually white. Blackcaster, Ransack!
Loyal and loud, Pinkcaster, Lightred!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai! Cast Ranger! On air!
Alright, and we're gonna jump right into Gaim.
Kamen Rider Gaim!
So, yeah, shit happened, kind of.
Right away,
pretty much like fucked with Coda and made him realize the truth of what's happening to him.
Yeah, though it kind of backfired,
like amazingly.
Yeah,
well, it's because Coda's strong-willed as fuck.
It's kind of like here's the truth of the matter. Isn't that just fucked up? Don't you just want to be evil now? No.
Although it was fun watching him protect anyone,
whether they're good or evil.
Although I have to admit, it was amazingly fun watching him be evil for that brief period and just fuck Yuya up.
And then just suddenly, nope.
I think it was him succumbing to the idea that because someone told him that's how his existence was to be, he tried his best to accept it.
Yeah.
Whereas he was just kind of like, But I don't want to. He's like, you don't seem to have a choice.
You gotta.
Yeah, it's like, well,
I was
either
gonna pull a David there, but
either,
I'm not gonna.
Either you run away from everyone forever, or you face reality and fight with us.
Yeah.
And he was all,
and
wait,
he was all
no.
Like, wait, no, I'm gonna make my own decision on this one.
Yeah, wait, no, I'm an independent thinker, I think.
I'm going to use that power.
I'm going to be an independent thinker and do the exact same thing Kenzaki from Blade did. Yeah.
Speaking of decisions and just choices to be made, how about that thing where right at the beginning of the fight, we see him henshin into Kiwami.
Oh, like, yeah, right to Kiwami.
Like, automatically. And I was like, that right there is the absolute perfect example of
the right tool for the right job
theory we've gone with, of just Coda knows what he needs to use for whom, and it was just kind of like, you didn't even Kachidoki! And
Well, he Kachidoki for all 2 seconds while Kiwami
happened. Not even.
Happened.
Well, it was kind of required.
Yeah. I was gonna
but
say,
he literally had Ki in
it
hand
was a matter
before
of
engine.
Kachuk.
Yeah.
Kiwami, by the way.
Yeah, but they... No, but in that case, I think it was just more of a, I am super pissed with you right now, straight to my strongest form, I'm gonna whoop the shit out of you.
Well, he kind of knows that this is the threat.
That too, but, you know, it was just like, I'm sorry, are you draining my sister's life force? I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yep.
No, but I love that Coda, they discover the machine or whatever that's sucking the life out of them, and Coda's just like, can you say that? Real? It's just...
Yeah.
What do I look like, a scientist?
And then a minute later, fucking
Kaito
walks into the room, sees the machine, kind of kicks it a little, and it turns off.
No. Can we first briefly mention just that awesome stunt work where they're fighting the rest
of
those turtle poppers?
Yeah, I was gonna say the episode just like fucks the pig right at the start and just blows their entire action budget wad. I don't know where that one came from. I was reaching for some stupid metaphor and I achieved it.
And you stuck it.
That's gotta be a it's gonna be a shirt.
But yeah, they have fucking Baron, Malika, and Knuckle fucking flipping through the sky as Suika arm mechs explode around / underneath them.
Ichi, can you please make a short of that? Just take that scene and then just put in a bunch of
I don't just know.
Oh.
Oh boy, Michi, you really fucked a pig on that one.
I swear to God, I've heard that somewhere.
Fucked a pig.
Oh man.
I don't know where.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and what kind of bullshit is it that Ryoma is like, oh, this elevator wasn't here before. Who the fuck built it?
Just
Redway.
Something I was thinking.
No! Redway can't understand computers! I'd expect her to build a fucking elevator.
Something I was thinking. That cinematography was confusing as all hell. I forgot Knuckle was there until the very end.
I know, right? Saw when you see the fists on him?
Punching melons.
I know, right?
I was just kind of like. Right, Suika arms mixed among more Suika drones and tulip hoppers. It's like all that green concealed the living shit out of Knuckle. And I was just kind of like, right, there's three of you.
You know what?
Talk about hiding a tree in the forest.
You know what? Michi built that elevator. He's got to do something in his spare time when
someone to build the elevator.
No, you know what it is? He probably, like, he was, like, the foreman and got a shit ton of overlords with their super strengths to build it.
Just
Michi in a hard hat with a clipboard.
Like Macho.
We need an elevator to that place that we use.
We need a direct elevator from the secret passage that nobody knows about right into our hostage room. Like, not even anything in between, just takes you right there.
Why does that elevator go from A to B? Like, why is from secret passageway to
that supposedly
that
nobody knows about?
Yeah.
I love that this is the second time now that Ryoma's just like, because he sees Coda fighting right away and he's just like, he's like, why are you doing, alright, fine, if I have to, and transforms with him too, and I'm just like, I was like, that's the second time, because the last episode we watched where he was like fighting the other overlord, like, Ryoma's like, was just watching him, and then he's like, oh, well, I guess I'll help.
See, that's the thing. Ryoma's all only henshins in the whole if I must situation.
But that to me seemed like he didn't must. Ryoma was all let's have a discussion while Coda went into an all caps rage. And we're to a point where if they were
duking it out?
Yes. They were duking it out.
Well done, sir!
Why didn't he just do that thing where he henshins and observes again? Like, I mean, if he didn't want to fight, I don't feel like he had to fight there.
You know what I feel it is?
If he needed to fight, it could have been later.
You know what I feel it is? I think it was Ryoma concluded that if he didn't fight, Kota would think he was betraying him.
Again?
What do I feel like? In an episode, we're just going to see Redway and Ryoma sitting down, having a cup of tea while discussing what should we do? Let's work together in destroying and taking over the world.
Well, they both want the fruit of knowledge. That sounds perfectly understandable.
Like simultaneously backstab each other.
That sounds amazing. Can we have that, please?
Also, another reason I love Ryoma is that he eventually, like, goes, finds his, like, little center, reboots his master intelligence system, reboots it, and then he's, like, has all these video cameras that have been around all the headquarters. He's like, oh, all right, cool, all my footage is still recorded.
Including those cameras right in Redway's little home.
And he sits around
Not
and just...
Not Redway, sorry, Rochuo.
And he sits around and just watches the last 10 episodes of the show.
With those awesome security cameras with those perfect angles.
May I just point out that fact? If once again, he had cameras in Roshuo's little sanctuary.
Yeah, how the fuck is that a thing?
I'm sorry, how long have those been there, and why the fuck did you not know about Roshuo ahead of time?
Sriom enough said.
Like, really? Oh, you know what I wondered watching that scene? Did he see the scene where Sid got scorched?
Probably like, what?
Well, there goes another employee.
Oh, that's what happened to him.
Oh,
okay.
He didn't care. He told Coda to kill Sid. He's like, get rid of him.
I just my favorite thing about Sid dying is the fact that since it happened, not one person has either mentioned him, or wondered where he was.
Because no one gives a shit about Sid. He was a fucking scum.
No one gives a shit about Sid.
Yeah.
No one gives a Sid.
Sigurd who? It's like Wizard or Beast.
You could say he's a lost Viking.
Oh, look at my cherry energy lock seat in my room and just be like, oh, yeah, right. That was a thing.
I like cherry energy.
I like cherry energy, too. Also, I love Ryoma's modifications to his suit. Like, now he has, like, active camouflage.
You know what he did? He added D-end powers to his belt. Because he can do fucking illusion and invisible and the fucking long shot bow thing was amazing.
But again, it, like, brings me back to my point where I'm like, I love that because Ryoma developed all this shit, he made his suit the best suit.
Obviously,
if he fought Coda at full strength, like when you in Kiwami, he'd get his ass raped. But Duke, out of all the regular riders and the energy riders, he's the best, most powerful of all of them.
Yeah, but yeah, I just like it. He's added DN powers to his stuff, which now I can totally see him pulling a DN and going invisible and fuck off.
Which he did.
Yeah,
in this episode.
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
That moment of... No, that was a serious T-end moment. And invisible. Are you going to attack them while you're...
No, invisible? Just going to fuck off.
No, that's why,
like,
I always...
I'm sorry. It's like, are you going to attack them while you're invisible? Are you there? Are you going to do anything?
That's why I don't
fuck
think...
you left,
I don't,
didn't you?
Yeah, aww. That's why I don't think invisible for T-end's invisible. It wasn't invisible. It just teleports away. It just disappears.
No, it was invisible.
If he wanted to teleport,
he invisibled, and then he fucked off.
If he wanted to straight up teleport from there, he would have used the dimension fog because he has that power because of no bike.
True. Uh-huh.
Yep. That is legit the reason.
Mm-hmm. But right away, yeah, he puts him in like a hypnotic state or whatever like that, and so this is what really interests me. He puts Coda into a world where what if Yuya got the belt.
Which technically should have happened, depending on the circumstances.
Yeah, it should have happened, but, you know, Yuya's an idiot.
You know, decided to actually use the belt before he went into the forest and went, ooh, fruit.
Oh, fruit, I don't know. So then, Coda comes back and he's like, oh, everything's peaceful. One person looks over at him, ah, monster! And Coda's like, what?
Where?
And he looks down and sees his hand, and I'm like, yeah. So the best thing ever comes where you see Yuya wielding the Sengoku driver and turns into Gaim, and I'm just
with an
like,
awesome henshi
yeah,
post.
Yeah, with a
by
pretty cool henshi post. One thing that bothered me though, he was using the Musou Saber. He fired 5 shots.
Bullshit.
The Musou Saber only uses 4 shots. I've counted them. The toy has 4 shots.
My argument is he gets the extra shot in exchange for being a soulless, uninteresting goob.
I guess. Oh, that hair though. God, that fucking hair.
I like it. Looked way better in the first episode.
It's all, like, out there. It's, like, platinum and just poofy.
But, yeah, no, Coda's getting attacked by all these people. He's running around the city. Everyone's like, oh, God, monster. Well, first time, he walked into frigging Bando's cafe, and everybody's like, oh, hey, Coda, how are you? Oh, my God, it's an invest!
No, that's why I was hoping, like, all of them were going to try to help Coda out. But no, they were just like, Coda, how are you? Ah, monster!
Like,
kill it!
Apparently, this is a world where people have discarded their emotional investments in people.
Investment.
Like, apparently, it's people know that people become invest, and it's happened so much so at that point that nobody even gives a shit about anyone anymore.
Yeah.
I was actually really hoping for, like, Kaido to just transform into bear and at least beat the shit out of Coda at least once and be like, the fuck are you doing?
That would have been cool, but I feel it would have distracted from the point at hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, during that scene, can we just talk about how absolutely awkward it was for him to get his ass saved by that frigging one overlord that got fucking used?
Oh, the peacock overlord?
Yeah, his name is Duduanshu.
Right.
Whatever.
That one that got used as a meat shield by Michi.
Yeah. What a pummel!
And he calls him my comrade, and he's like,
What a pummel. Cool!
No,
like, I kind of killed you.
What's worse is that
to be fair, it was an accident.
What's worse is I noticed
to be fair, I meant to kill the other guy.
What's worse is I noticed that, like, Yuya starts attacking Coda in the same place Hase died!
Yup. Water and all.
Water and everything. I was like, oh my God! Jesus.
Wasn't Coda even, like, the same kind of invested Hase?
Well,
no,
it's
Yuya!
It's a similar breed, but the exact form he took was the one that Yuya was.
Yeah.
It's very similar, though. Yeah, and out of this little crew of overlords that rescues Coda, we got Redue, we got Duduanshu, the peacock guy, we got Samugurin, the turtle dude from last episode, and then there's just a random dragon invest chilling, like a tag-along. Like, hey guys, I want to be an overlord too. I can fight, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, why even? Why not just another overlord? Why not Demushu?
Demushu's suit got damaged during the fight scene.
Meanwhile, in the real world, Sagara finally confronts Mai, and we finally see what Sagara
is. Comparatively.
That's what Hellhame is.
And we find out, like, Sagara's just been, he's like, the snake.
Yeah. Because Redue keeps calling him that, the snake, and it's just like, oh, so that's what you're supposed to be in all this, huh?
He's the snake from the Garden of Eden.
Oh, look at that, apple imagery, you being called the snake, tempting people into things. Oh, well then.
Does that mean Coda's Adam and Mai's Eve?
Wait, so is Gaim just the whole Kamen Rider version of Genesis?
About that, no, it's just the whole...
Genesis Driver.
The whole...
God damn it!
The whole golden apple thing kind of strikes to a lot of different old mythologies.
Yeah,
no, but now that we're in the final act, we're back to the original mythology kind of thing.
Now it's the Christian mythology they're harping on now, so it's like, oh yeah, hey.
Fuck's sake.
Nobody's safe.
Featuring Yggdrasil.
Yep.
Featuring the Tree of Life.
From Norse mythology.
Yeah. But yeah, Sagar's like, he's not a dick, but he's just so.
He's explaining to Mai at the same time that Redue is
explaining Coda's my bitch! I'll deal with them when I want!
At the same time Redue is explaining what Coda's becoming, Sagara's explaining it to Mai as well. Like, at some point, Coda's gonna have a choice. He's either gonna save himself and say, fuck humanity, or he's gonna save humanity at his own expense.
I wonder!
And he's even just like, oh, I'm going to be so interested. I'm so interested to see what he's going to pick.
Oh, wait. He's already decided.
And then Mai is just standing there saying what everyone in the audience is thinking. Isn't it obvious?
No, which is why I want to go back to Mai from, like, episode 3 and just fucking bitch slap her across the face. Because that scene where she's like, I hate you, Connor, because you only think of others and help others and don't think about yourself. Bitch, he's gonna save the fucking world!
Including her.
Exactly! So, fuck you, Mai, from episode 3. Fuck you!
Oh, and I'm not sure if we've addressed this before. We probably have, but can we go ahead and assume that the whole blonde, not Mai, Priestess of Fate bullshit is probably absolutely Roshuo's queen?
Almost certainly.
Because
how the fuck is she thing?
Because
she's in that coffin right
now. No, like, that's her body, and the Priestess of Fate is, like, her soul, which would explain a lot because, like, she knows about this whole conflict, and wherever she walks, the fucking Helheim plants spawn.
True.
Just putting that on the record. That's the prediction.
Yeah. So then Redue is, like, still trying to, like, tempt Coda and being like, oh, be evil, come on, you know you want to, and then he's almost about to kill Yuya, and then Coda just decides,
no, fuck it, I'm gonna
save the world in my own way, I'll protect anyone, whoever the fuck I want, and Redue's just like, damn, and even Yuya, he's just a figment of Coda's imagination, he's just like,
oh,
really? Fuck.
And then he just, like, insta-beams back to Kiwami from monster form.
Yep.
You know, because it's a dream.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. And Yuya's just looking over like, oh, shit. Can I do that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Dude,
fuck!
When do I get that one?
Episode 32, but not actually, because you're...
But not actually, because you're dead.
A, you're dead. B, you're uninteresting. And C, there's no way you would go through the same motions of plot and advancement to come to the same conclusion.
Mm.
D, Sagara doesn't know you exist.
And now we end...
No, he does.
Actually, yeah, because
The beat writers.
Yeah, well, I guess.
And then we end the episode with him apparently spawning Helheim plants. And I'm like, what the fuck
I'm
is
like,
that?
I guess Coda's overlord powers are activating or some shit?
Yeah. Well, he's already established he knows about it now.
Yeah,
they flat out... You're an overlord, by the way.
Oh, there was also one scene during the dream when he was running away from Yuya. He fucking hide after getting like super attacked. He fucking hides under a tarp.
Makes a lot of noise. Fucking sight.
Makes a lot of noise while doing so and gets under it just in time for Yuya Gaim to run around the corner and completely run by him.
It was in line of sight to where Yuya is fighting him. Kota runs under it, but as soon as he goes to scamper under it, Yuya pops around a corner that wasn't a corner 5 seconds ago, but in fact a straight line of sight. I was like, "Hey, "Hey, you, no, get over here."
You know what? No, it's like in League of Legends, just running into the bush. Suddenly, you're invisible.
It's a tarp.
I know. But you know what?
It's a tarp!
You know what? I gotta say, though, this explains why those fucking Invest keep running away and managing to
disappear. Duke and Ryoma just do...
They're just hiding under strategic...
He's behind a truck!
And Ryoma just used Teemo's default ability. Just stood for a couple seconds and turned invisible.
Okay, sure.
Hashtag love Teemo. But that was pretty much the episode. And next week is, it looks interesting because apparently Roshiro puts my golden fruit in my. What the fuck's up with that?
Also Kota versus Roshiro. Yeah.
With a broken Kachidoki lock scene.
Which I like to call Brokey Doki.
Yes, Brokey Doki. DX Kachidoki broken version.
DX Kachidoki.
Now I might actually
have... Well, hell, they did the ruined Suika.
Yeah,
why not?
You know what? If they release that, I'll get another Kachidoki and just...
That's an expensive modification.
Just, like, watch them release DX broken Takatora's belt. I'm an asshole.
With broken melon loxy.
Too soon, man.
No, it comes with broken melon and broken Matsuri.
Yes, it would be the Henge
fucking... The Dead Rider set.
The deluxe Deddy set.
With broken cherry energy. It's just squished flat.
Then a new revised version of... Then a new revised version of Sid's Genesis driver. As soon as you take it out of the box and you put it on, just this giant force of power just fucking hits you and it dissolves.
No, you
and
put
you're
it
like,
on and it falls apart.
It falls apart. You're like,
oh.
All that remains is the Genesis core.
So make sure, folks, that when you get that, you record it when you're unboxing.
Can they please just sell the Genesis core so we don't have to buy the fucking Genesis driver?
Well, you can buy one for $100 on eBay.
Yeah, that's fucking
and then they're
supply
selling,
and demand
like,
assholes.
And then the Lemon Energy Lock Seat's like $200.
It's like $150.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
No Lock Seat's worth that much.
So that's pretty much gone.
Rishu Sentai
Tokuger! Alright, Tokuger time! So, episode 23.
Tokuger.
Holy crap! That ending. Can we just talk about the ending?
No, let's...
Nothing else happened, the ending.
Let's try and
start at
the beginning.
I mean, I know nothing else happened, but the ending, you know. So happened this episode?
So we start with part two of...
Some hardcore robot on puppet shipping.
Yeah.
Lots
right.
of that.
Yes, that happened.
So yeah, the Tokyo, or the regular Reshas are still captured by Schwartz again. And, so...
They weren't captured at that point. At this point, they were recovered but damaged.
Oh, yeah.
And Akira was doing the repairs on them, and they weren't ready.
Well, just the other ones. He still has Tokyo.
Yeah, car carrier,
No, he still had the regular
the
set.
Rainbow line.
They had to repair Diesel team.
Right.
Team Grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
team
they...
Team Grandpa.
Yeah. D10.
And build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Akira's just
they
like,
woke,
I'm on
they
it.
They woke up. Akira had already pretty much repaired build that.
Because he's a boss.
And he's just like, okay, I'm on it. Don't worry.
Think I got this shit. You guys just be a distraction.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, with evil guys.
So, yeah, Schwartz comes after them because, like, they're weakened. We must find them and take them out. And Akira apparently noticed this while fixing trains with no... display screen, and I don't know how the fuck he knew Schwartz was around.
Schwartz is coming!
And it's like, hey guys,
maybe
Schwartz is coming with a bunch of crows.
He can sense him.
And
I was gonna say, A, he senses him, B, being a fellow shadow, he kinda knows his tactics. Yeah.
And then it's like, okay guys, well, we're gonna pull a distraction. But followed by an oddly brilliant plan by fucking Light.
Yeah. How did he pull that bullshit off?
Out of sight.
apparently.
Yeah, no, that was awesome.
Off screen is how he pulled that off.
I'm watching it, Raven's so, just like, Lane, have you noticed that? And I'm like, oh, it's just light like, switching lines.
So we have... So is this number two or number three of finally a practical use for line switching?
Three, I think.
I believe it's three. One was the like, bomb and the other was... I don't remember.
I forget off the top of my head, but I think pretty sure there's another one.
Go listen to our backlog and tell us in the comments.
No, but still, it was just...
No one does anything in the comments.
It was that moment, it was just that moment of, oh, yeah, no. See, the Tokyojers are running around separated one by one and just fighting crows all over the place, distracting people. And then you look at it and you're like, wait, that's all Tokyo Ichigo. The entire time.
Shit! I still want figure arts of Tokyo Ichigo
and
Pink.
And fucking, if Schwartz figured it out, fucking knocked Light out of the fucking ballpark.
Yep.
Comes after him just in time to find Light still holding the other four trains in his hand. Like, oh, yeah, this is awkward.
Welp, I am embarrassed.
Welp, and it's like, it was all you, huh? Where's the other four? Taking back the fucking trains.
Yep.
Fighting a bunch of crows, unhenshined, and yeah, no, what? You seriously thought the crows were gonna stop them on their own?
And they get to the fucking Red Russia just in time to see Wagon spanking a fucking crow.
Not just a crow. She's got a crow and the fucking
conductor
tied up. She's just standing on top of them all fucking BDSM and just whipping them.
Like, legit cackling.
Just cackling and, like, whipping the crow in the ass with the fucking rope.
I'm genuinely surprised she was not taking selfies while doing so.
I know, right?
She hasn't done that in a while.
It was like, yeah, dominatrix style.
Needs more selfies.
Oh, Wagon.
That was funny.
Also, Greta was kind of slowly, like, she accidentally dropped Schwartz's handkerchief or whatever and saw it and was like, huh.
I remember everything.
No, yeah, she remembers everything for a second, and then but she's like, I feel like this is important, and then fucks off.
Yeah.
I have to go help Schwartz. And she goes to help Schwartz. And then darkness, and then bullshit little power of friendship moment happened.
Yep.
Followed immediately by, oh, hey, look, new Megazord combination.
Yep.
Cho Cho Tokyo Dai.
I cannot wait to make
it. So, okay,
cool! Yeah,
okay, for those of you who don't, this is. Their Super Megazord at this point has been Cho Tokyo. And so now they just add the build Dio to it, merge them all together, and.
The name they
Cho Tokyo
is the name they come up with. Or rather, is the name the Ticket comes up with.
Yeah, Ticket comes up with it. And then Akira just kind of stands out for like,
no!
Cho Cho Tokyo Dio.
And like.
And everyone else is just like, I get Dio from Build Dio.
Like, we need the fucking explanation.
It's like, oh, okay, I get it.
Meanwhile, in the fucking heads up display on the train, we apologize for the inconvenience. There's been a name change. Yeah. And all this. I don't even remember what it actually says, but it's funny. Yeah. So, yeah, Cho Cho Tokyo Dio, because Cho Cho, Choo Choo, trains, get it? Ha! Train puns!
That Hisatsu.
It's Hisatsu is called Imagination Express!
Fucking right it is. It's awesome.
Yeah, so, on top of that, new Megazord, whooped all ass, Gritta's dead.
I like its weapon.
Dude, fucking, no, the best part of the episode, Zed fucking breaks his way out of Gritta, effectively killing her, and we see his fucking Kaijin form, and it's fucking gorgeous!
Holy fuck.
Fucking badass, I have to admit. And then he off Schwartz.
Yeah, literally off, like, slashes him like three times, sending him off a cliff. Yeah,
not only is the chicken nugget dead, the SS badass is dead as well.
No, I am going to pull a Kevin on this one. Schwartz is not dead.
He's pretty dead.
No!
He's pretty very dead.
We didn't see him explode! We saw him fall off a cliff, was it!
We did see him explode.
I didn't see him explode!
I saw something
explode. He exploded. He hit the water and exploded.
I was gonna say, like, you see Takatora wake up where Schwartz fell and vice versa.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, hey, how's it going? You got out too? Like, yeah.
He just looks up and sees Tokyo. Oh, so that's what they were talking about!
Looks up, doesn't see Tokyo.
Because parents.
Because imagination.
Yeah. Hey, you've got to have some imagination to transform into a fucking melon-themed samurai.
No, he doesn't. Someone else designed it and said, here, technological armor. Kay.
Fine. But Ryoma would definitely see it.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
I just want to see Ryoma trying to analyze the rushes.
Zokuzokusudene.
I don't understand. I pulled this out. Yeah. But yeah, it was just very... Oh, I was trying to get in Grita's pants all along because her shine. That's all I needed.
You know what?
I didn't need anything else.
Do you know why I know Schwartz isn't dead?
I'll tell you why he is. Go on.
You know why he's not? Because then there'd be less villains.
Oh, I'm sure they'll come up with
a villain. We only have now Zed, Noir, and Nero. That's it.
And Noir is probably severely fucked out of a position right now for various reasons.
Actually, he defended Zed.
Nero's probably going to, like, have a heyday and, like, oh, my emperor, I will serve you.
Exactly. And Zed's going to go up to Noir and be like, bitch, psh.
Like I said, Noir is pretty fucked out of a position at this point for various reasons.
It wouldn't surprise me if they come up with more villains, though. Sentai always does.
I am virtually positive he's dead because he was very, oh, look, now I've claimed both of their shine. Hey, you, Tokujiras. I like your shine.
You're coming for that next. You're next.
You know why I think Schwartz is dead? A, because of all that, and B, because he's served his storyline. His whole thing was, I'm going to get the trains and be powerful. He did that. Then he died. He has nothing else to do.
You can think of new plans.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can.
Because he's dead.
No, he's not. I'm surprised you're not with me on this because you like Schwartz too.
Doesn't matter. He's pretty dead on this one.
Fuck you off, all of you.
I don't know what to tell you.
You know what else is dead? This discussion. Moving on.
Okay.
That's pretty much the end of the episode, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it for Tokyuger. And wow, we've actually managed to keep this to a half-decent amount of time.
Yep. That's because A, Paul is not here. B, David is not here. C, I didn't have any stupid belt mechanics to rant about.
Good point.
And D, Tokyuger is just generally less interesting.
Featured topic.
Okay, so...
Substance.
Topic discussion.
Wow.
We finally get to see Drive Suit.
Yes.
And I gotta say, goddamn it.
Let me preface this first. So, our topic, we have two topics today. A, they have finally, not finally revealed, more it was a leak, the suit for Kamen Rider Drive.
A leak.
Well, the official statement was that we were going to see the suit and powers on September 1st, which we still might, because I'm actually curious to see more.
And then they surprised us with a picture that suddenly popped out, you know, because leaks are never completely on purpose by the
company. I don't know. I don't claim to know, but
Nintendo, whenever a new Mega gets leaked, Nintendo conveniently has a trailer ready 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mega Audino, bro.
Mega Slow Bro for the win.
I'm all for Mega Audino, actually. That sounds like a good idea.
Right?
I hope when you kill it, you get even more experience.
Being entirely off topic, VGC legal Blissey.
I know, right?
It's Blissey's not allowed. You have to blow your mega spot to get it back.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yep.
That's a whole other podcast.
All right.
Pokuja.
So, Drive Suit, I love it. I really fucking do. It's great.
I very, very much understand what they were going for when I look at Drive Suit. The tire across the chest,
bandolier!
Cool. Okay, if it gets used as a bandolier, then I'm okay with it. Other than that, it seems like you could have done way better.
They could have done much worse. They could have had fucking wheels on his head or something.
Which is still not entirely out of the question. It could be for a different form.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now, in my opinion, looking at Drive Suit when I saw it, I was just sitting there like, oh man, you decade-looking motherfucker.
I know, right? The whole slanted thing!
And I'm just like, oh, you have that decade design going. Oh no, that's... Why am I slightly more okay with this?
This is
going to
surprise
a
bunch of people.
Because it's not Decade done right, it's Decade done better.
Yeah. No, exactly done... which I'm going to say, this might actually be my overall favorite rider design.
Well, it's Decade plus Excel, your two favorites.
True! Holy shit!
Yeah,
God, that's exactly what he is.
I don't entirely dislike it. I don't like it.
See, that's exactly where I am. I'm more on the dislike side of the fence, but not entirely.
It's so boring. It's a little silly. I mean, again, you go through intended purpose. Yeah, we know what they're doing and why they're doing. That doesn't mean they couldn't have done differently and or better.
Yeah. My first thought looking at it was, warning, spoilers.
But this... But that's just it. I'm sure with more forms, we're going to come across more interesting designs. I mean, as much as I like Platform is boring. It's not until you add the Imagine onto Platform that the forms become interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it falls under that same logic that just because I don't like Drive's base form doesn't mean it doesn't have potential.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's been plenty of riders that I don't like their base form, but then they come up with the other forms that are just so gorgeous. Perfect example being O's. I hate the shit out of Tatoba, but Putotira is my favorite super form ever.
Tatoba's amazing.
That's a whole other topic. So, I had a revelation earlier today, and I told this to Raven already. Once Drive starts, both of our Togu shows will be vehicle-themed.
Yeah.
And you just know that they're going to come out with, like, Drive Reshas and Tokuger shift car trains.
Except the Tokuger shift cars are just going to be the car carrier cars.
Exactly.
They better make a fucking Excel shift car and be pissed.
Car carrier shift car. Jesus Christ. Not all right.
This plain red car with absolutely no design to it whatsoever.
The black wheels.
If we got a fucking Deno Resha, can we have like a Lightning Cruiser shift car?
Deno Resha was easy. We didn't have to do anything for that.
I have an extremely strong feeling because apparently Kamen Rider Chaser.
Machine Chaser.
Oh, is that what his name is?
The name so far is Machine Chaser.
Okay, Machine Chaser. I guess I feel like that's gonna be like the character you guys all like. You're gonna be like, "Oh, Drive's stupid, but Machine Chaser, holy fuck!"
Isn't he a villain?
That's the feeling I'm seeing so far. I don't think anything's been confirmed.
No, I know. Like, we still the show hasn't started yet, but I just have a feeling like you guys are gonna like the villain rider in the show, and I'm just gonna be like, "No, Drive's cool."
Well, all but we know so far is Machine Chaser is purple and Drive's.
As many of our fans are probably aware of by now. I've been collecting, like, the shit out of Gaim stuff just because I love Gaim's merchandise. Like, it's great. The only thing I'm missing is the Budo Ryuho and the...
Banaspear.
Thank you, Ichi. And I have 55 lock seeds currently right now. And that's, like, this is the biggest of any toku-related thing I've ever collected. And I hope they keep releasing more Glock seeds because it's just awesome.
More Glock seeds.
That's why I'm like the DX Drive Glock seed. I'm just fucking. I can't wait to get that.
I still don't even know for sure what the Drive driver even is.
I don't care. It looks steering awesome. Wheel, infrared.
You know what? If it was a steering wheel, I would fucking die laughing. But it's not because the middle of it is some sort of LCD screen deal.
Yep.
You know what I'm looking at here when I see Drive. Just way too much sword form going on.
I'm okay with this.
Specifically, you had that feeling too? Oh my god.
Specifically in the shins, the bracers on his wrists.
The shoulder pads.
The shoulder pads a smidge. Less so the head, but I mean when you throw it all together, it kind of beams through.
It's just the whole pointy things on the top left and right.
Yeah, he's got that liner form spoiler on his head.
I don't know.
I like that he's gone. They've gone back to like the traditional like bug eyes.
He looks
like a bug rider again.
That's always good to see.
Yeah, but it's just he looks cool, man. Like Drive's not going to be as good as Gaim. Nothing's going to be better than Gaim. But Drive's going to be a fun series. Like I hope they have No, the protagonist is really fun. The story's probably gonna be shit. I don't know how they're gonna like make cars exciting.
I was just thinking about what you said about the whole bug-eyed thing, and I'm thinking, yeah, there weren't any of those in Gaim. Wait, no, Ryugen kind of did that.
Yeah, that's why I had that O's-like head.
Counter-argument, they made fruit interesting.
Yeah. I never did like Gaim's design itself, though. Like, the actual rider Gaim, and I still don't.
Well, the visors are one of the things that I love about all the rider suits
in Gaim. Oh, no, in terms of, like, design and how they pulled it off, the Gaim, the Sengoku driver rider system, whatever you want to call it, is gorgeous in its concept. It's just the design choices for Gaim himself were not my favorite.
Alright, well, anyways, so now our second discussion we're talking about is our predictions for the ending of Gaim, just because we're close there.
Warning,
the
like, warning, spoilers, question mark? Again.
Yeah, so spoiler warning, so if you just want to skip this part, go ahead.
We still got the view.
Yeah. Okay, first off, there's a scan that we saw recently that really interests me. Apparently, Kaido's going to be an Invis soon because of his wound.
Yes. So the rumor that's flying around is that Kaito's pretty much going to say, fuck it, I'm fucked anyway, eat a fruit, become not only an Invis, but based on the spy shot we saw, it looks like some sort of beasted-out version of Baron. And in the shot we saw, he was kicking Kiwami's ass.
It would make sense that Kaido would honestly eat a Helheim fruit just because he probably figures out, hey, overlords are fucking powerful. If you can't beat them, join them. No.
Just like potentially become a standard asset.
No, and he probably finds out, probably eventually will find out that Coda has become an overlord, and he's like, well,
yeah,
if it takes to become an overlord to be more powerful, fine. It's something Kaido would do!
I kind of want something like Dumushu arms to happen.
Kaido will eat a fruit that grows from his own arm.
Oh, God.
That's probably what's going to happen!
Oh, my God.
It's because they've shown those people who are wounded by the Invis have, like, the vines growing out of their wounds and shit.
No.
Just a fruit is going to grow from his own wounds, and he's going to eat it.
I noticed on the, especially in episode 40, I noticed right away's staff, she had two Helheim fruits on her staff.
Yeah.
So I think one's going to be Yomi, and probably another one is something, like Kaido's going to swipe it or something like that.
I don't think that very much.
You never know.
I don't think
Kaito's going to interact with right away enough for that to be a thing.
Yeah. The Michi thing is more probable.
Yeah.
Since we've seen Michi's weapon, at least it's his base weapon in
Yomotsu Higuri.
That's the one.
Yomi. I just call it Yomi Arms.
Well, right? It's called the Yomi Lockseed.
Mm-hmm. I know, but Yomi Arms.
So it would make sense that it is spawn of his halberd?
Yeah, it's
her halberd?
It's a halberd.
To begin with, so, yeah, that makes sense.
But it's pretty much a given now that Coda's going to, like, sacrifice himself for the good of humanity. Like, it's a given.
So, Coda blows up after saving the world, you know.
Or he just pulls exactly what Kazuma did and becomes a monster completely.
Kaido
in
might
order
not
to save the world.
I'm sitting here. So, he either needs to become the god of this world and destroy the world thereof, or sacrifice himself to save this world very selflessly. Oh, hi, Madoka.
Spoilers!
Hi. Hi, Urobutcher.
I'm getting there.
It is nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Madoka Monday, I'll make it happen.
You've been saying that for the last Madoka month. So, Coda explodes in his blaze of overlordy glory. And,
watch, he's just gonna die with that fucking smile that he does that I love. Just
probably.
Bye, guys!
Everyone who's important is dead. Takatora comes up out the water.
No! No!
And, nope.
So what?
I will lead humanity now.
So what? He's been in the water for fucking 20 episodes?
Treading water, man.
Comes out of the water, the world is saved. I will now lead humanity.
Because he's evolved, he's the new evolved humanity of this world, and he's got gills. And he'll lead the new fish people. Oh,
melon gills.
They smell of lemon. I don't know why lemon, but that's what they smell like. They're fruity.
Yeah. Jimbo lemon!
Ha ha. Yeah, no, Kakatora is gonna save the world. I mean, after the world's already been saved, but I mean, he's gonna do good things.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kevin, but he's dead!
You know what we need to do now?
Dead, unlike man. Schwartz, who's alive!
They're both fucking dead!
No!
You know what we need to do? No, and then, like, Schwartz will come back and be a good guy. No, but you know what we need to do now?
Schwartz will come back and be a good guy with the Sengoku driver.
Schwartz!
Shadow Arms! I don't know. No. But we each need to come up with our own idea of what the ending will be, kind of like Kevin's already doing, and just get animators to fucking animate them like Aaron did with Mass Effect 3.
Oh, God.
Well, I know Michi's gonna go out in an epic climactic battle with Coda.
Well, yeah, so that's what Hickory Arms has gotta be crammed into these last seven episodes.
Yeah, that's fucking given, so... Sagar's just gonna be like, ha 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 ha.
Sagar's
gonna sit back. Hey, this was fun!
Sagar's gonna sit back with a bag of popcorn somewhere and just be like,
what? She has the like, she has the power to retcon everything.
Oh god, that's gonna happen.
That's gonna happen!
They're gonna pull a Ryuki! Yeah,
exactly! Considering that Ryuki's one of the most popular writer shows in Japan.
Sagar's just gonna be like,
No,
I'm gonna be playing soccer!
No! This is what's gonna happen. He's gonna go like this. Ha! Hello, Zomis City!
Yeah, he's gonna be like, this is the crew!
Hey. Orochi would never have a whole story arc where somebody just keeps repeating the same couple of months in a row.
Fuck!
Oh, wait.
Like, he's gonna be like, okay, this version of this whole bullshit was kind of fun. Let's see what happens next time.
But that, what if this happened?
That would make me more pissed off than the ending of Clue.
No, like, seriously.
Which
this,
one?
All of them. No, like, this is a real possibility now that I'm thinking about it. Like, every time history repeats itself, Sagara throws his hat into, like, bets on someone else. This time it was Coda. Maybe next version of Ikaito.
God.
Oh, God. This could happen.
This is Bioshock Infinite type bullshit.
Yo, this is just Sagara. This whole show is Sagara being bored.
Yes!
Just, I'm a loop infinity and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Sagara, you piece of shit.
I almost
we love you.
Want that to be it.
I know,
for
right?
For the sake of it being interesting a little bit. Because it's seven...
What if Michi wins?
It's seven episodes to the end, and it's just kind of like... How do you build a climax so big that it doesn't just blow up in its own face? And I figure, well, if you're gonna make it blow up in its own face, you might as well defuse it. And send that energy elsewhere.
Yep.
And by that I mean an alternate reality.
Yep.
In which none of this ever happened.
Yup.
Which we have already done once.
God damn it.
Yeah, like you said, like in the next reality, Sagara will bet on Michi.
The whole rules of the universe.
Gaim, season 2!
Everyone plays soccer.
Yeah. Everybody's soccer.
Like he spins a wheel? Okay, what sport will all these stupid kids compete over next? We've done soccer, we've done Pokemon.
We've done dancing.
Let's go with Yu-Gi-Oh! This time.
Just the invest cards. And there's... Oh, no, there's the new law card system.
The full blade.
It's not the Sengoku driver.
Oh, Big Show Fairy, you got the Roshuo card.
I attached the magic card now.
Golden Fruit of Knowledge on him.
Yeah, and the Sengoku driver is a card system.
Yeah.
What, these playing cards work in the bell?
The Overlord's deck.
Just like, instead of Yggdrasil, we have Bord. They didn't blow up.
And this one, Sid doesn't die because he happens to be good at children's card games.
He's Seto Kaiba in this world.
Right? Seto Kaiba.
Seto Kaiba.
Seto Kaiba.
Nailed it.
Oh, shit. What have we done?
Oh, goodness.
Just a Photoshop of just Kaiba just with Sid's hat.
So, there's been an emergency last-minute change from Gaim predictions to Gaim fanfictions. There was a typo. Sorry about that.
Oh, man. That's good shit.
No,
Raven, what do you think will happen?
I think we'll get to the end of all this. Somebody will decide the golden fruit of knowledge isn't worth it, and they'll blow up the fruit.
Oh, interesting.
Not interesting. That would be boring and a waste of time.
And something we've already done before.
Not all right.
In another show, Urobuchi did.
Jeez, it's almost like the show has tropes.
Not all right.
It's almost like Kamen Rider is about men turning into monsters.
Monsters to men.
That thing where that has happened.
Who is the monster and who is the man?
That thing where it's like, no, that's a totally an Urobuchi thing to do. It's also a thing that so many other Rider shows before have done.
I got it.
What? Did everyone turn into ice cream?
No. Got it.
You just
because you know we saw in the preview for 41, Mai gets the golden fruit of knowledge, like Roshua.
What if he's
using Mai to revive the queen? Exactly.
Which means that I would be correct because not Mai looks like her.
Exact. God damn it.
Is it Mai?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Not Mai.
No, it's Mai consistently going back and forth through time, trying to fix things with the power of the fruit.
Yeah. Well, the Royal 41 will be out soon.
Yep. After making a wish that there be no more witches.
There's no place like home.
Damn it.
I wish Mommy's head was back on her shoulders.
Episode 10, everybody.
I'm just waiting for the plot twist where everything comes out okay. And it turns out that Yggdrasil was never actually run by Sengoku Ryoma, but in fact by a computer system. The master intelligence system is actually the real mastermind. It's made up of 100 human brains all linked together.
God damn it, it's a master control. This is Tron type bullshit.
It's MCS.
And Ryoma's just been their willing puppet this entire time.
Yep.
Doing their bidding.
No.
And for those of you who haven't guessed, yes, I'm making another Urobuchi reference here.
Just like Ryoma was a hologram all along.
I won't say who's riding the riders because people in this room haven't watched.
Who rides the riders?
Yeah, it's a Watchmen reference.
Yeah,
we got that.
Who rides the riders?
Who rides the riders? I don't know. Who rides Excel?
Double.
There you go.
Who watches the Watcher?
Who Sentai's
the Watcher Sentai? Watcher. That was addressed.
Okay.
Anyways, Toei, don't. This show's amazing. Don't fuck it up
in the last couple of 7 episodes.
Urobuchi, don't fuck this up!
Urobuchi, we have faith in you.
The Urobuchi endings and Kamen Rider endings chucking together sounds really, really dangerous.
I know, right? I
was like, yeah, no, there's no way this could go bad. And just this conversation, he probably has this ultimate
plan for an ending, and he, like, submitted it to Toei, and Toei's just like...
That's what I was gonna say.
Like I was saying before,
why did North America get nuked? Urobuchi's been saying, can I kill the people? Can I kill... No, you can't kill anybody on screen, so I can kill people off screen. Well, as long as you're not showing it for the kids, next episode.
It's a passing glance.
And so North America was nuked.
What?
So North America no longer exists. Urobuchi.
Cracks are up here.
Urobuchi, you killed how many people off screen?
You know what's funny, though? I feel like if anyone ever called him out on that, like, how could you let the show depict killing of a whole nation? It was mentioned in a news program. How do you know that channel even has credible sources?
God,
it might have been like Zawami's equivalent of Fox.
See, that'll be the excuse for why shit's not completely fucked up in Drive.
Yeah. I'm actually really interested to see how Gain wraps up for the sake of where Drive starts.
Yeah, because they've established since Double, every writer since Double's been in the same
world. Like, Drive just starts, okay guys, the world's been destroyed, but I'm still gonna protect it.
I'm still gonna rise!
I'm gonna protect what's left!
We're gonna drive around Zawami Island!
Hey, Joseph, I'm gonna protect what's left! So, Japan!
Yeah!
Just like
pretty much! I'm just gonna end with Koda waking up and just his boss going, Koda! Wake up! Get back to work!
Oh, God.
I just had this crazy dream. Ends.
Oh. Deliver the curry, dude.
No, if Sagra
deliver the curry.
If Sagra actually resets the world, that will happen. We will know when Coda wakes up in the new reality.
Yup.
Just like looks at his hands, they're not claws anymore.
Don't fuck this up, Toei.
But yeah, I was gonna say, yes, Urobuchi's a great writer, and we have faith that he will bring the series to a close, and he's satisfied.
But at the same time,
Toei has kind of got a leash on him.
Yeah, it's been pretty obvious. You see that he wants to do things, but they haven't been letting him. But so he's been sneaking them in here and there. Yeah. Like that whole, I want to kill Takatori, you guys. Well, we can't. See, I killed him in this script. No, we gotta bring him back next episode.
He needs to be exposited all over.
He needs to be... We need to have him around for stuff. He's a popular character. We can't just kill him off. Damn it, Urobuchi. Can I kill him in a big climactic battle with Michi and then have him show up as a ghost haunting Michi's conscience? Fine.
We'll accept at least, it because at least it's an attempted redemption arc that ends up being totally bullshit.
At least you keep him in the show.
Speaking of, he wasn't in this episode.
Nope. No, I know. I was like, they better not be phasing him out.
Lack of Michi, really.
Because Michi ceases to care.
He brought Kaido for a second. What was that?
And Michi ceases to give a fuck.
You know what would be funny? If it wasn't just Mitsuzane hallucinating, Takatora actually was a ghost and starts appearing to other people, like Coda.
I fucking hope not. That's stupid. I like that he's just...
No,
fucking Michi's head.
No, I agree with you, and I think it is better that Mitsuzane is going nuts so bonkers, but I just think it would also be interesting if it were the other way.
Takatora 101.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, I guess we're pretty much done.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. This has been a very interesting and thought-provoking episode of Cast Ranger, I think.
Oh, yeah, I love these really...
It's kind of a shame Paul wasn't here for this, I think. I would really like to hear his thoughts on the end of the show.
Agreed.
You may be able to record a separate thing, because apparently he's coming.
Oh, lovely. If he feels like it, we'll, you know, chop it in right at the end there. As usual, you can subscribe to us on castranger.podbean.com. That's our podcast website. We are also on iTunes. Just search Cast Ranger, it'll come up. Some of the recent episodes have been appearing on YouTube, so that will continue happening. And that is pretty much us for the week. Thanks again for listening. We love you all. And I hope you're enjoying the shows as much as we are.
I'm enjoying these goddamn Ritz.
Yeah. Bacon flavored Ritz, motherfuckers.
Yeah, these guys are eating bacon Ritz.
Yep.
Bye.
Product placement.
Yep. Bye.
Bacon Ritz, not to be confused with bacon bits. Don't eat bacon bits. That's dangerous.
Thanks for listening. We out.
Bye.
Later.
Squish. Titty energy. Scotch.